You know, I'm wondering, back with your trip over here, you came in through New York and you took a train to Los Angeles?
No.
How did you get to Los Angeles?
Oh, you want to hit that? Okay. You want to go back to the.
Okay, you came on the boat and then you got to New York.
We got to New York and we landed over at Missing Halfon's house for 1 week.
Did you?
Meantime, when we were there, it was on July.
July 1935?
1935.
Okay.
And in the summer, people were in the beach and they had a storm like the crazy weather they have there, the thunder
Storm?
storm, and the people were killed in the beach, while in the beach.
From the what?
From the lightning and the thunders.
Is that right?
Yeah. And then Ted was a young kid, you know, your father was about 13 years old, 12 or 13. And he got scared and he said to his father, "I don't want to stay here. I want to go back. I don't want to stay here." And your father rushed and we left in 5 days, I think we left. And we drove to Atlanta. We stopped there and we stopped in Montgomery.
Oh, in New York, did you?
We stayed over Mr. Halpern.
And did they had a lot of people, a lot of your family in New York,
no,
or just a few?
no, just the same.
Did you ever go to
but
the
my
temple?
cousin Selma was there too, my Mizrahi.
Was there a big Sephardi community there?
Big, huge. We went to a picnic they had over there that Sunday, and we got the pictures.
And then you
I have that picture.
Went down to
And then we came
Atlanta.
to towards here, and we stopped in Atlanta in Montgomery, and we met few people. We met David Musafir. He was a very nice guy. He was one from the temple, and he knew grandpa. And he drove us to the Selma, Alabama, to go to take off for to come to LA. And we had an accident in Selma. A car hit us, and we were going to the hitch. And in Atlanta, I
No
was
one was hurt
broke
though,
all her teeth in the front, and
Who did?
I was hit in the lip and in the knee.
Is that right?
He lost entirely the car. The car was totally ruined.
But you had insurance?
The other guy claimed that he was right and your father, grandpa, was wrong and he lost everything. We couldn't get nothing.
Boy.
And we went in the hospital in Alabama, in Montgomery, for 2 weeks.
Boy.
We didn't get hit in August 9.
Boy. And how was my father? Everybody else was okay? You and
Your father
Nancy?
was all right. He was just shook up. And
You got thrown from the car? Everybody stayed in the car or what?
stay in the car. Only Aunt Matilda and me. Aunt Matilda was thrown.
Boy.
And me, I hid in the
Front, huh?
dashboard, you know, over
Boy,
there.
oh boy.
And my lip got, but they couldn't
Cut.
sew it.
Boy, oh boy.
And my knee.
Jeez.
It was stitched. I had few stitches, and that's all. But everybody was all right. It just shook up.
Yeah, and then you continued on to
And
Los
then
Angeles.
we continued with the train. We left. We didn't have no car.
Yeah.
We took the train and we came here.
Boy, oh boy. Whose car was it that you were driving?
Your grandpa's.
Ah.
Was a good car.
Boy. So, when you got to Los Angeles, you had all your family.
All my family was here.
And they met you at the railroad station?
Yeah.
And you picked up all your stuff there and you took the.
We didn't have much anyway. Everything was pieces, the
No.
suitcases, everything.
Is that right?
We couldn't get nothing.
So when you came here, there was, I think the temple was already built, the new temple.
Oh yeah, the new temple was built already. Oh yeah.
And It was already finished when you saw it?
Sure, it was finished. They were already in there.
Uh-huh. And did you, how often, when you first came here, how often did you go to the temple? Once a week, or you go once every month or something?
For me to go? No, whenever your grandpa used to go, I used to go. I was with them. I lived with them.
Ah. And let's see, that was, how old were you then when you came to
21.
Us? 21. So did you start working or you went? What is?
No, I stayed home.
At first?
No, I was 23.
23.
23.
And then you?
I stayed home and then Matilda went to school to downtown and worked for. She wanted to get out, and I stayed home, and I cleaned the house and everything. And they didn't know any better.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to go. I didn't. Uncle Joe, my brother, won't let me go to work.
Okay.
Because he didn't. You know, before nobody went to work.
The women don't.
Went to work.
No, just the men.
Just the men. Right. And he felt like they want to talk about him that he let us go to work. But we wanted to work because I used to work in Rhodes.
Huh. What did you do in Rhodes?
Sew. I used to sew for the people.
Okay. And so you go to the. When was the first time you went to the temple? You were surprised to see the temple so big, or was it?
No, we had a big temple in Rhodes. You know how Kila Shalom, how big it is. But over here, we're different because they had a big hall for dancing. Over there, they don't have those things.
No thing for dancing.
No, temple is the temple.
Uh-huh. Okay. What was your first impression of Los Angeles? Of the...
It was very nice. But I didn't like the people we were with, you know. We were much ahead of them.
What do you mean?
More modern.
Where?
In Rhodes.
In what way?
In any way. In any way. Over here they were so behind, mamma mia.
For example.
For example. in the living, in the house, in the living in the outside, in the way Auntie Mary used to talk, you know, and my gosh, we said, what kind of people are those?
What do you mean?
We wrote this, we never did that. We were very modern. We used to go out with everybody, not stay home all the time with the mother, the father, and that was very surprised.
But you're...
They were so, they used to dress so funny.
Modern here or old here?
Old. Over here, they were very much behind.
Is that right?
Ooh.
You think in Rhodes?
Oh, sure. Right. They used to call it Petit Paris, small Paris.
Ah.
Oh, sure. We used to get the news right away from Paris.
Ah. Huh. And as far as the living conditions, it was wealthier in Rhodes?
Oh, no. The living over here was better.
The houses were
the
bigger?
The markets, the beautiful markets. What I was impressed right away was the markets.
Ah.
Oh.
Because in Rhodes you had to...
We have. You've seen Rhodes and Mandrake, market. They're not so... But over so here, the market...
There's not too much in Rhodes.
No.
I mean, in the old city.
In the old city, they don't have nothing now.
Nothing.
We used to have everything in the... All the Jews were the merchants over there before.
Uh-huh.
Like over here now, you go to Central Market, they all are Mexicans in the market.
Uh-huh.
Before they were all Jewish people. Uh-huh. You know.
And
it's altogether different.
But in Rhodes, you. Did you ever go to coffee houses? Is that just for the men?
No.
Men only.
Men. And later years, we had the cafes outside, and we used to go. We used to go to the patisserie, you know, to the bakeries, buy pastries with gelato, you know, ice cream.
Uh-huh.
We used to sit, you know, it was a luxury for us every week.
And
every Saturday we used to do that.
Hmm. But and in Los Angeles, they didn't have a cafe?
No, they didn't have nothing. Who, us?
Yeah.
Mostly us. We came with your grandma. She was something else.
Ooh. What do you mean?
She was so much behind. She wanted us to be like slaves for her.
Oh.
Oh, you kidding? Ooh.
My grandma?
Sure, your grandma. Not grandpa, no grandpa. No, can talk.
Yeah.
But that's the way they used to live.
Yeah.
They were
old fashioned. Uh-huh.
And then we came and we saw Auntie Rose with her mother-in-law and father-in-law living. You know, daughter-in-law live with the father-in-law, mother-in-law, and the family.
Who's that?
Auntie Rose.
Hassan?
Uncle Victor used to live with Auntie Rose in their house, with Auntie Mary and everybody. They used to fight and fight all the time. They used to call Auntie Rose, Shemecha Fediendo, Wangusia, Ursus. I say, my gosh, what kind of people is this?
Yeah, it's too bad.
We had a very bad beginning over here, very bad, really.
So you wanted to go back?
We used to cry. My auntie Jamila used to live here.
Uh-huh.
Oh, she used to say, oh my gosh, what can I do for you people? Come over here.
You wanted to go back, huh?
And we wanted to go very bad. We didn't like it at all.
Hmm. Okay, this picture here.
That's when they moved the temple, maybe.
Yeah, 1920, before you came.
Oh, sure.
But on the right is who?
My brother.
Your brother? Ruben Hassan?
My uncle? Oh, that's Hermitio, yeah, Ruben, yeah. That's my wrong papu.
Well, no. Okay. The way I see it, this is what I told before. Ruben Hassan, Hermana Rocha Salam, David Salam, and Albert Hassan.
Oh, Albert Hassan was here before?
And Bahora Benvenisti.
Hmm.
Now, who's Ruben Hassan again?
My uncle. Your grandma's father.
My grandma Vicky's father. Did you know him from...
Oh, no.
You know him in Los Angeles?
Yeah. I didn't know him.
How come...
He looks like Uncle Jake.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah. And, okay. Now, this... picture, this is, I guess, before you left. It was a wedding of Bahor.
Oh, Israel. I wasn't there, but I got this picture myself too.
And now this is the Kai Ancha, right?
Kai Ancha.
Okay.
That's my father.
Why did everybody go down the street like that?
They used to get married.
Yeah.
From the house of the bride, the bride and the father and the mother used, the father used to carry the bride out. They didn't have no automobiles like here.
Yeah.
The temple was from here to here. In the Judaria, it's all in one piece like this.
Mm-hmm.
They used to walk around in the street with the music and to go to the temple. They used to get married and come back and have the holiday.
Wait, what music?
A band.
What kind of band?
They had a band, a Greek band, to play for them in the street.
You mean with... Wood
and guitar and violin.
Violins?
Sure.
Huh.
My father is here.
You have the same picture, huh?
Yeah, but the picture is much better.
Yeah, the original I don't have with me.
Yeah.
I have it at home.
Yeah, my father is here someplace.
But there's not that many people. I mean, is this...
No, they don't go if they're not invited.
Only if you're invited, you go through
yeah.
the way.
Oh, yeah.
To the streets, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of people, but I mean...
That's the wedding of the Julia Kumbhor Israel.
December 27, 1935.
35.
I thought you left in 35.
Yeah, but I came here in July.
So this was right after you left?
Yeah.
6 months after you... A few months after you left. Okay, let me ask you, how long was the boat trip from Rhodes to...
7 days.
I think it's fast, huh?
Going to the Savoia.
That's the ship?
Beautiful. Ooh, tremendous ship.
Okay, that's the that's your temple.
Yeah, your temple.
Kila Shalom.
Yeah. Everybody's temple.
Yeah. And it's mostly, it never changed really, huh?
It changed. All the walls was beautiful before. They had big pictures in the walls, big things, everything, like mosaics, everything. Everything was gone.
Why?
I don't know who did that. Now they don't have much.
They covered it up with white?
Now they painted or something. They don't know. The Greeks didn't know any better.
Oh.
Because the Jewish boys from Africa, they sent money to fix it. And they painted over.
They painted it white? So when you were there last, you were surprised to see it was white?
Yeah. No, the first time I went was lousy. I was very disappointed. The beautiful pictures, beautiful things, mosaics and everything. Everything was gone.
Oh.
I was disappointed.
Hmm.
But the same thing, God, they fixed it, you know.
Yeah.
They didn't let it go down.
Hmm. Okay. And then, did you ever go to the Molinos?
Sure.
What for?
For a walk. We used to walk around.
Did you ever go inside there?
Mm-hmm.
What for?
We had the people they lived inside there. That they used to take care. My uncle used to know them very well. They were Turkish people, and we used to go to them. In holidays, we used to go to them. They used to make big feasts for us.
Feast? What for?
Because they wanted to make something good for my uncle.
Oh.
He was the monopolist for the charcoal.
Oh. Well, isn't that where they used to do the flour?
Yeah, we had some on our side in the Judaria, in the Turkish quarters, and we used to take the everything over there.
Oh, there was?
To make it in the Molinos.
There were Molinos in the Jewish quarter.
But I never saw the grain or nothing.
No, you never saw that? But there were Molinos in
there. There were Molinos there too, yeah. I never went over there.
In the Judaria?
In the Turkish quarters.
How many do they have in the Turkish quarter? A few?
Only one they had.
But now it's gone.
I never went around. You know, when I go with the kids, they don't like to go too much here and there. I like to go and see all everything.